mandate from the Obama administration that all public pools must have lifts for the disabled has been put on hold tonight. Every public swimming pool in the country was supposed to have a lift like the one you are seeing on your screen installed by today. They've now been given a little bit of a reprieve, a 60-day extension. So they still have to do it, but they have a little bit more time. Part of the reason for that is it does cost money. The move comes after an outcry from pool owners and after critics accused the Obama administration of creating the law to help one of its biggest donor groups, trial lawyers. Here to weigh in are attorney Justin Leto and editor-in-chief of Reason.com, Nick Gillespie. All right, great to see both of you. And Justin, let me start with you. No secret, trial lawyers are big donors to the Obama administration. I mean, that is a fact. Center for Responsive Politics, this number, $45 million to his 2008 election campaign. Is it possible this whole public pool compliance thing does have a political element?
Absolutely not. The idea that somehow the trial lawyers are so powerful that they could get President Obama to enact legislation that would then result in lawsuits is ridiculous. This legislation is for one simple reason. It's to provide equal protection and liberty to people who are disabled. The fact that you're going to use the trial lawyers' argument to try to take the argument away from the fact that these people deserve the same freedom and the same equality as everybody else. I can't understand how people could possibly make the argument that legislation that's going to help disabled people is somehow a kickback to trial lawyers. It just makes no sense.
Nick?
Well, you know, I can think of about 45 million reasons why the people would make a connection between the two. And I don't think that there's no question that people want to help and they want to include the handicapped or the disabled in all sorts of situations. But the question of timing and also the question of efficacy, not just of this particular ruling or regulation, but also of the Americans with Disabilities Act altogether is questionable. Most people who have looked at this have found that it hasn't actually helped increase participation of the disabled in the workplace. But more importantly, the way that this does help trial lawyers or lawyers lodge lawsuits is that these rulings are very unclear exactly what would constitute a good lift, a workable lift or something that would comply with the law is very vague. That's one of the reasons why there is a 60-day extension, because the rules just aren't clear. And whenever you have vague rulings, you right. invite lawsuits.
Well, Justin, I mean, there seems to be at some point there, but also the fact that the lifts can cost several thousand dollars per lift. And a lot of time when you're talking about public pools and municipalities, the timing of extra cost seems to be a fair question, too.
Well, first of all, as far as the cost is concerned, if you really look at the truth behind this legislation, is that small businesses get a tax credit for putting this into effect. They get a $5,000 tax credit. And then if you have to move things or do some type of architectural work, you get a $10,000 tax credit. And that's per year for everything that you have to do to come into compliance with this law. So it's absolutely not going to be a big cost burden on the people who have to do it. Secondly, the argument that there's 45 million reasons why trial lawyers would want this legislation enacted, again, every single time that there's some legislation that will benefit consumers and may possibly harm big business, the Republicans come out with some argument that it's done by the trial lawyers to benefit the trial lawyers, and they forget about the fact that it's there to help consumers, and it's there for the consumers' protection. We have to focus on the fact that this is to protect people with disabilities and to make their lives easier, and it's really easy to argue against it unless you have a disability. Then you realize the importance of this type of legislation.
I am not a Republican by any stretch. I'm a libertarian with a small L with no party affiliation, and I wrote a book called The Declaration of Independence. What we are talking about here is not big business. What we're talking about a lot of small businesses. For instance, USA Today talked about this in relation to hotels, most of which are franchised. They're individually owned and operated. And this is a huge compliance cost, because not only do you not know what it is, and also a tax credit doesn't help you if you have to shell out anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 or more in order to put in a lift, which may or may not comply with the rules, which means you're inviting a lawsuit, and a lot of hotels. And this is where, you know, whatever else you want to say about this, these laws have unintended consequences. And what the hotel people were saying is, you know what, if we're not sure we can comply or we can't afford to comply, we'll just shut the pool down and then everybody loses. And that doesn't seem to be what the letter or the law or the spirit of this law is about. But that's the type of thing that happens all the time.
Nick, let me ask you, we looked at how many people in America are disabled. 36 million Americans have some sort of a disability, about 10% of the population. Obviously, the Americans with Disabilities Act overall is intended to level the playing field and make sure that those people have a fair shake. As a libertarian, do you believe that there is a role for that sort of legislation?
Well, I think the most important thing is to look at how the law has actually played out. And one of its primary roles was to actually get disabled people back into the workforce. Virtually every economic study that looked at this has found that the labor force participation rates by people who are disabled actually declined after implementation of the ADA for a wide variety of reasons, including redefining more people as disabled who are not going to be participating in the law in the workplace. So it actually, again, we always look at laws based on their intentions. We need to look at their consequences, because often those two things are very much at odds.
Justin, Nick, thanks to both of you. We appreciate it. Viewers, please let us know what you think about Pool Mageddon, as some are calling it.